Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players are my good friend Sue Miller. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
A little squeaky this morning.
I'll bet. I know a busy weekend for you as the Youth Drama Association put on their curtain call play, but no rest for you because now you got another production coming up this Saturday night, and it's one of those great murder mysteries, isn't it?
It sure is. I now pronounce you dead.
Well,
how
I'm guessing.
How cheerful does that sound?
I was just going to say, there's a great way to spend a Saturday night. But I'm guessing, since I hear I now pronounce you, we're talking about something with a wedding theme.
It is a wedding-themed murder mystery being held at the theater. It is not a full dinner theater.
Okay.
There will be, of course, you know, it's a wedding, so there will be cake.
Hey, of course.
Be a cake reception. You know, and you can come dressed in your favorite wedding finery or just however you feel like. It's not required, but, you know, if you want to play along with the theme, feel free to do that. It's just going to be a fun evening. We've already started the conversion, you know, from our last show to the wedding theme, and it's going to be a good time. When we do this, you sit right down in the orchestra pit area at tables, just as if you were at a wedding reception. So you're kind of up close with everybody, just like you would be when we do our other murder mysteries and the characters. You don't have to worry. We're not gonna really murder anybody in the audience because all the actors are provided. So you know you just kind of get to play along and eavesdrop, ask questions. It's kind of like a live game of Clue, just like when we do the other murder mysteries. It's also written by JD and Chris Hawk. They are our resident writers, and so it's just going to be a fun evening.
It sounds like it. Yeah, as always, you guys always have fun nights, and of course, everyone's welcome to come on out. Now, are tickets available in advance, or are we just getting them at the door that night?
Tickets are going to be available at the box office that evening, and there should be plenty of seating for those attending. And if for some reason we run into an overflow situation, we just seat you right there along the edge of where the tables are because, you know, we can seat 300 people. So we're not going to run out of room for this event. And we've got a lot of our murder mystery favorites. We'll be performing in the show, like Kathy Abernathy and Mike Maturin, Tim Curtis, Diamond Flynn. So you'll see a lot of familiar faces if you've attended any of our other murder mysteries. And you'll see a few new folks, too. So it's going to be a really fun evening. The tickets will be available right at the box office, which will be open probably at about 6:15. And seating down at the tables will begin just shortly before 7 o'clock.
So, very nice, yeah. And $10 a ticket, and you don't need to bring a gift, right?
Yeah, well, you know, not unless you want to make a lovely donation. But no.
Exactly, yeah, that's
the
right.
The bride and groom are registered at... No.
Oh, it sounds like a great night. And of course, as you mentioned, JD and Chris Hawk are great writers. I now pronounce you dead this Saturday night, 7 p.m. Now, it's a murder mystery, but it's not the dinner theater. So go to the Shoreline Players Theater on Skeel Avenue and get your tickets there for this Saturday night. Now, if they want more information, Sue, how do they get more info on this and whatever's coming up? I know you're so busy, there's probably something else coming up, too.
Well, they can give us a call at 989-739-3586. They can find us on our webpage at shorelineplayers.org, or they can follow us on Facebook. We always keep our Facebook page up to date. There'll be more information on this show as well as everything else that's coming up.
Very nice. I now pronounce you dead, the murder mystery, this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Shoreline Players Theater on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda, and tickets are just $10. And as always, Sue Miller, a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.